Hello everyone, welcome back to Anything Strangely Poetic. This is your host, Claire Dreamer, and today is a very special day because it's Valentine's Day, a day about love and romance, and spending time with your GF, if you have one.
Yay!
So, to start off this beautiful little segment, we are going to start with, well, the certain events that happen in all cultures, different ones. Like, for example, in the Americas, Valentine's Day happens, and sometimes, the day before, there's a holiday called Galentine's Day, where girls spend time with their best friends, either because they're single or because they don't want to spend the entire day without them, so they spend the day beforehand. And, you know, they just spend time chilling, drinking wine, and eating ice cream on the couch. And then Valentine's Day happens, and, you know, lovey-dovey couples spending their days together with home-cooked meals and smiles and Anyway, along with Valentine's Day, I knew a couple of friends back in the day who had Singles Appreciation Day on Valentine's Day instead, because all of them were single. So that's what they did instead. It was very interesting. They just had a party and everyone was happy at the end. It was beautiful. And a lot of people found girlfriends by the end. Or boyfriends. I don't really remember. But Valentine's Day is a bit different in Japan and Korea. Well, of course, they have Valentine's Day. They have the girl meeting the boy, and she sends her undying love to him, and so on and so forth. A month later, the guy is supposed to send back at least 3 times the affection that the girl gave him back. The reason it's called White Day is because it was originally associated with giving them marshmallows and white chocolates, so on and so forth. Of course, White Day has also been known to form a lot of proposals, so I think it still fits its title. Even if it's not marshmallows and white chocolate, it's still white wedding dresses and veils. So that's kind of sweet. And then a month after White Day, there's Black Day, April 14th. Black Day. Mark your calendars. Black Day is, well, kind of alone forever day. It's for the singles to, you know, just hang out with each other and, you know, do whatever. Classically, on Black Day, you eat black bean noodles and drink soju, or rice wine. And typically people wear black clothing to show they're single, and to show that they're quite sad that they're single. So, on those days, a lot of single people get girlfriends or boyfriends, which I think is lovingly sweet. A little too lovingly sweet, but still, lovingly sweet. And a little fun fact before I get on to the next thing. Did you know that on November 14th or the 20th, depending on what you look at, there is Children's Day, exactly 9 months after Valentine's Day? I wonder why. All right, on to the next thing. So, aphrodisiacs. Things that are supposed to arouse romance in people. Certain things that are aphrodisiacs are typically foods or colors, but we're going to talk about the aphrodisiac foods. Like, for example, some of the biggest known ones are chocolate and strawberries. And then there's other weird ones, like avocado, fish, oysters, asparagus, artichokes, so many just weird examples. Well, the reason a lot of people believe that these are, well, aphrodisiacs is because they spark dopamine. And dopamine is the reward chemical and helps with love and stuff. But no one really knows if aphrodisiacs are fact or fiction. If it truly does help with your love life, or if they're just kind of there, you know? In my personal opinion, I believe that it's kind of a mixture of the two. But there's this one guy who I've heard, and he says that it's all about the placebo effect. Now, the placebo effect is the fact that you hear something works, and so it does, to at least a certain extent. Like, for example, let's say someone gave you cold medicine and said it worked within a week. Well, colds usually die down within a week, but you'll start feeling better in, well, a week or a couple of days. So, the placebo effect with aphrodisiacs is, well, let's say chocolate-covered fruit. It's two aphrodisiacs that everyone knows and everyone loves. So, not only is the combination great, but everyone thinks it's the epitome of romance. Just a word of it, as I have learned. So, that's a reason why people believe that it works. Because, well, it's placebo. Now, another thing about aphrodisiacs is that, well, unless you really try, it could be pretty much anything. Like, well, maybe there are colors that are aphrodisiacs. And, well, yes, there are. Like, specifically, red, the color of Valentine's Day. And pink and purple. They're all aphrodisiacs because, well, they're very, well, connected to love and passion. So, they work out as aphrodisiacs. Now, everything is, interchangeable. Like I said, let's say that someone likes this more than that. Maybe it's a bit more sexually arousing than whatever else. Like, I heard that oysters were an aphrodisiac, and I'm just like, really? Oysters? It's fish. Fish smells disgusting. Personally, I think something that's better is, like, honey. Honey and milk. It's the name of a poetry book, but it's also the name of foods. And yes, it's just, they're a great combination together. So, sometimes it all comes down to what you think is best. Now, I don't know what I'm going to lead out with, because, well, I don't really know how to help anyone out there get a significant other. Of course, I could say that to be interested in someone or have someone interested in you, they have to be interesting, or you have to be interesting. I know that sounds weird, but sometimes the person you want is interesting. Well, sometimes to be interesting is to be interested. So if someone's telling a story, just ask questions and really be engaged in the story. There are no other helps I can really give other than the little tips that I just gave, but yeah. So that's fun. Thanks for listening. This is your host, Claire Dreamer, signing off. Happy Valentine's Day!